done by Dumont Benjamin from Michigan State University. I give you a warning after 3 minutes.
So, sorry, this is not Professor Basso, but I will try to do my best. So, I'm postdoc at Michigan State University with, luckily, Professor Basso, and I will talk about modeling the impact of climate change and management on corneal, soil carbon, and nitrate leaching in the Midwest U.S. So, you have to know that this modeling project is part of a much bigger project called Sustainable Corn. And at MSU, we designed this advanced modeling platform based on the SALUS model, which is a system approach, in order to evaluate site-specific agronomical and environmental output associated to the corn-based system. The idea is to assess the impact of different climatic scenarios, but as well as different management practices, and obviously to extend field research, and with the final aim to improve sustainability and economic viability of corn-based system. So, to account for the weather data, we use the North American Regional Reanalysis weather files. The North American, the NARR weather file covers the whole America, the whole North America, sorry, and we extracted here, as you can see, a subsample of this data set at the daily time steps. Just as an example, here is the minimum temperature observed for a given day of the year 2012. And you can see that we did a pretty good job in extracting the data and representing the variability of temperature, but also solar radiation, rain, and everything. We needed then to associate each weather station to a county. So we defined each county and selected its centroid, and using the nearest neighbor, we affected a reference weather station to account for the spatial variability of weather. For the soil database, we use the soil survey geographic database. We performed some pre-analysis, removing the soil that didn't contain soil clay and sealed the content. We removed the one for which the layer depths were not correctly reported, and the one for which soil organic content was way too high, which were obviously not crop field. We then transformed some pedo transfer function to determine the soil hospitality factor for root growth, but also to determine the wilting point drainage upper limit of the of each soil. Here you have a first result, which is the map of the plant extractable salt water over the whole Midwest. And we define different classes, the soil that were lower than 80 millimeters and the one that were over 300 to 20 millimeters. These two classes were mainly, as you can see, here we have very low water content. In the north, we have very high water content. And we compared this map to the map for which, where we selected each field where corn has been sown over the last 6 years. And as you can see, there is a pretty good match between the corn field sown over the last 6 years and the plant soil extractable water. So these two independent data sets encourage us to move on. We then defined some zonal experiment management. And to do so, we made the assumption to define a state-specific calendar. So, we defined for each state a state-specific calendar according to the observation reported in the USDA Statistical Service. Here you have the average, the historical average maize planting date over the last, I think, 15 or 30 years, and two examples in 2011 and 12. And what we did, again, we needed to put an assumption, and we decided to select the percentile 50. In this case, the date reported corresponds to the probability to have at this date at least one field out of two having been sown. We then define for each of these states 7 management scenarios, which are again which have again a calendar state specific management. Among the 7 scenarios, we analyzed continuous corn, obviously, which is the reference system, and we compare it to continuous corn and cover crop, but also to extended rotation, including soybean and winter wheat. We also looked at the impact of manure, either applying full manure or no manure. We looked at the splitting of nitrogen, either applying 200 kilograms at planting or splitting into fraction, 50 kilograms at planting and 150 at V6 stage. And finally, we looked at the impact of tillage, comparing conventional to no-till. In the particular case of scenario 6 and 7, we decided to perform conventional tillage where cover crop was sown and no-till when it was about the main crop. In this project, there are 12 sentinel sites for which we use the data to validate the model. And finally, we needed to create some climate change scenario. So we decided to focus on the last IPCC prediction and focusing on the RCP 2.6 and RCP 6.0 emission scenario. To these two scenarios are associated different temperature increases. For RCP 2.6, we selected an average +3 temperature degree increase, and for RCP 6.0, we selected an average +6 degree. For the precipitation, we looked at the IPCC seasonal pattern, and we came up in the end with this climatic changes scenarios. So we used the 35 years of the baseline reported by the NARR weather dataset. For the RCP 2.6, we multiplied the precipitation by a factor of 1.1 between December and May, by 0.95 during the summer, and we keep the baseline during September, October, November. Temperature +3 and CO2 40 ppm. The RCP 6.0 scenario was modified according to the specificity of this emission. Finally, all the data were inputted within the SALUS model, where you have here the schema block diagram. And by integrating all the data over the whole Midwest, we perform a spatial temporal analysis of the different management scenario of the corn-based system. Here you have two maps comparing the scenario 1 and the baseline emission scenario and under RCP 6.0 scenario. As you can see, this map will allow us quite easily to compare the yield prediction over the whole Midwest, but we also focused on the nitrate leaching accumulated over 35 years and other environmental variables like soil organic carbon content. So, this is still an ongoing project. We have no work during approximately 10 months on it, so just preliminary results. We validate as much as we could the model result, either using the average county yield or the Seascape site measurements. If you look in detail at this representation, this is the best way we came up with to synthesize the data. So here we focus on the Iowa state. Each big block represents a management scenario from 1 to 7. And each of the three box plots represent you the three emission scenarios, baseline, RCP 2.6, and 6. If you look at the trend within each block, you will have an idea of the resiliency of your system. The higher the slope, the lower the resiliency. But the resiliency is not all, because you can have a good resiliency with crappy yield. So we also looked and compared the yield, obviously, over the different management scenario, and if you compare for each climatic scenario, the different management scenario, you will have an idea of your sustainability. What we did for the yield, we also did it for the other environmental variable. For the soil nitrate leaching, what we observed was that the soil nitrate leaching over 35 years was lower where cover crops were included in the rotation. When looking at the soil organic carbon content, we clearly can state that the SOC organic losses are lower under the no-till management. And under scenario 6 and 7, we have an intermediate job, because again, we use conventional tillage under just after the fall application of manure and before cover crop, and no-till under the main crop. In the end, we compared all the scenario, all the climatic scenario and the management scenario. So we compared all this scenario together, comparing the yield, focusing on the yield, nitrate leaching, and soil organic carbon content. Oops, sorry, wrong direction. And we came up with some clear message. So these results are the average over the whole Midwest. These are not yet state specifically detailed, but at the Midwest level, corn yield are expected to decrease with climate change by an average minus 70% under SCP 2.6 and on average minus 40% under SCP 6. And the decrease over the Midwest was quite steady, no matter the management scenarios. The nitrate leaching was expecting to increase with climate change and obviously associated to higher mineralization under higher temperature. This increase could clearly be reduced when cover crop or extended rotation were implemented in the corn-based system. Finally, the stock is expected to decrease with climate change, probably because of a lower return of residue associated to lower yield, but also because of higher oxidation. And the decrease was reduced when cover crop and extended rotation were implemented in the system and when no-till was practiced. So thank you for your attention, and if you have any questions.
Thanks, Benjamin. We have some time for questions for Benjamin.
Do you see any geographic gradients in climate change response with different systems? So, for example, presumably with higher CO2, maybe higher temperatures, soybeans in central Minnesota or something would actually do better in some of the climate change. Do you see a geographic
definitely.
Gradient? Does it make sense, if you will?
Yeah. So here the results are only for Iowa. But in Michigan, in Wisconsin, we have clearly increases of yield under with climate change. I think in Ohio it was also kind of a small increase. Generally, it is for the northern states that gain more yield. So the decrease here, they are mainly associated to a shortening of the growing season. So for now, we keep the same depth no matter what the climatic scenario. But the idea of the project is then to look at the optimal planting window so that we can manage to plant earlier and have a longer growing season. I don't know if it answers fully your question. Or But we didn't, again, this is still an ongoing research, but like for winter wheat, the increase in temperature can make some area more favorable for the planting by not killing it. So there can have compensation mechanisms that we have not yet investigated.
Right.
Sorry, the main? For the climate change?
What are the main causes behind these large declines in yield? Could be temperature, water.
We didn't investigate it fully. We consider the for now we consider the climate, but yeah, obviously climate has a big impact because we use also seasonal pattern. Because we use also seasonal pattern for the precipitation. For now, we have not yet created this pattern for each state. We consider average changes over the whole Midwest, but in a further step, we aim to look more deeply. If you look here in the northern state of the Midwest, the changes are not the same as in the southern part of the Midwest. So we still need to investigate this. So for now, I would say this is much more about the temperature increase and the reduction of precipitation in the summer.
Great.
Globally.
Thanks, Benjamin. Thank you.